You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Indeed it is. Sorry, turn that one down. Southern Cross is back again today talking to Pacific Media Watch contributing editor Michael Andrew. Hi, Andrew. Michael, sorry. How are you going?
Good, man.
Excellent. It's great to have you back with us for another week. Naturally, the Christchurch terror attacks have remained the major story in New Zealand and throughout the Pacific region. Pacific Media Watch has continued to cover this and explore what the implications might be for the media covering minority communities moving forward. So to start off today, New Zealand media have done an excellent job covering the Christchurch terror attacks and the stories from survivors. However, the coverage of Muslims and Islam prior to the attacks has been scrutinised and criticised.
Yes. Since the attacks, the media have done a wonderful job. We've seen a very high quality of work come out of the attacks and the days following, especially with stories from survivors and how it's affected the community. Having said that, there has been a range of commentary about how Muslims have been misrepresented in the media prior to the attacks. We actually had some research come from an AUT senior lecturer last year, which looked at how Muslims are misrepresented in the New Zealand media, and it found that 90% of articles that mentioned Islam also mentioned the terms Islamic Jihad or Islamic terrorism. Sure. There's definitely an association with a negative association with terrorism, and there have been claims that that's stoked a lot of fear and a lot of alarm unnecessarily.
We've been seeing some great stories in the past 2 weeks that have helped to reverse this type of media exclusion. Do you think this could be applied to other minority communities who have also experienced misrepresentation or are currently experiencing that misrepresentation in the media?
Yeah, absolutely. So the author of the research, which found the misrepresentation, Haria Rahman, she actually said that her advice to journalists and to the media was to actually engage with sources and to properly open dialogue and not just go in there with agenda setting and trying to get a story, actually sit down with sources and story subjects and really build a relationship and engage in, with empathy and exchange ideas. And this is a traditional Islamic concept of dialogue and persuasion. So there's similar links with the Pacific and their style of dialogue, which is known as talanoa, which basically means, yeah, the same thing, sitting down, building empathy, exchanging ideas, and opening constructive dialogue to get ideas across, not just going in there, okay, how am I going to get this story, and trying to achieve that outcome. So there's definitely things that journalists can do to open up that dialogue with other minority communities that are misrepresented in New Zealand media as well.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we've been working on here at 95BFM.
Absolutely.
And the news
Absolutely.
Team.
Yeah, it's great. Fantastic.
So the Christchurch attacks have understandably taken the focus away from the Pacific in recent weeks, but there are always stories from the region, and there's been some significant ones in the past week. So what are some of the headlines coming out of the Pacific?
Okay, so the most prominent ones would be the Solomon Islands election, general election that's coming up on the 3rd of April. So they're really hoping for a smooth trouble-free process. But there have been allegations of threats of violence and intimidation by thugs on behalf of certain candidates. So they really want to address that and clean that up. So that's an ongoing one. The other one would be the Indonesian general elections, which are coming up on April the 17th. And that comes when violence and insurgency in West Papua has actually been escalating in recent months. So it's quite a very fragile climate there at the moment, because a lot of West Papuans feel disenfranchised. They don't necessarily want to participate in the elections, but there's a huge force that's putting pressure on them. That's one to keep an eye on. The other story would be the Bangladesh migrants who are stranded in Vanuatu because after being conned by human traffickers. So there was, yeah, the stories have come out that they have been subjected to torture and starvation, and they're currently stranded in Port Vere. So that's an ongoing story as well.
Not all positive headlines.
No, not necessarily. But yeah. I mean, they're hoping the elections in the Solomon Islands actually, despite the allegations that they do run smoothly, a lot of people have actually signed up to vote. So yeah, they're hoping for a really good turnout.
Okay. Yep. And when is that election?
That's the 3rd of April.
Okay.
Yep, so that's coming up in a couple of days.
Right. All right. So for the coming week, what's on the agenda for the next week?
Naturally, the Christchurch attacks are an ongoing story. We'll continue to be covering that and how it's affected the media here and representation of Islam. So that's a constant story we'll be following. But also domestically, we've got a guest visiting from Cuba, Lima Martinez Fiera, who's the Asia Pacific Director of the Cuban Institute for Friendship with the People. So she'll be giving a talk tonight and basically be discussing how the US have imposed sanctions on Cuba in response to their aid they're sending to Venezuela, which is quite a significant issue at the moment.
Definitely.
Cuba has a role in the Pacific because they send a lot of doctors and aid workers across to Vanuatu, for instance. So they've got an active presence there. So we're going to be talking with her and just discussing what's actually been happening in Cuba and also how that might affect Cuba's role in the Pacific.
Great.
She's giving a talk tonight at 7 p.m. and that is, sorry, one second. I just got to find that.
It's all right.
That's the Auckland Trades Hall, 147 Great North Road. So that's 7 p.m. tonight.
Great. And is that free?
It's a suggested donation, $10 to $30, just to help out their cause.
Yeah.
So it's not expensive at all, but yeah, definitely.
It'd be great to show up too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. And you can read all of the Pacific Media Centre updates at asiapacificreport.nz. Thanks so much, Michael.
Not a problem.
Cheers, thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much.
I'm just going to take a quick little break now, guys. We'll be right back.
That was the Southern Cross.
This week at the Hollywood Avondale.
On Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Lee Tamahori, the legendary director of Once Were Warriors, will be in person to present a 35mm screening of his Hollywood epic, The Edge. Lee's Q&A will be filled with juicy tales of working with Alec Baldwin, Anthony Hopkins, Elle Macpherson and Bart the Bear. On Friday, we're screening Tommy Wiseau's personal print of The Room.
The Hollywood Avondale, your local independent church of cinema. Tickets and details at hollywoodavondale.nz or our Facebook page.
The STEM Science Fair at MOTAD is a hands-on day of stimulating science, technology, engineering and math that the whole family can enjoy. The STEM Science Fair, Sunday, April 7th. Normal MOTAD admission fees apply. More info at motad.org.nz.
Another global financial crisis is coming. Have you picked out the decor for your panic room?
Does that mean that this next financial crisis is because it's part of this financial system which we haven't mastered yet?
Economic Anxiety is a 7-part politico-financial odyssey featuring Lillian Hanley as she interviews acclaimed corporate, economic and political journalist Rod Oram.
I think economics and business gets wildly overcomplicated. You can always talk about them in a very honest and straightforward way that doesn't dumb it down in any way.
Money, politics, the future of capitalism. Economic Anxiety looks at the big picture.
A far deeper sort of reinvention of finance is necessary.
Economic Anxiety with Rod Oram, Wednesdays on The Wire between midday and 1, and available in perpetuity as a 95BFM podcast. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.